All right, today's segment we're going to be talking about flexibility and how it can improve your speed, also keep you from injuries, and the importance of it is to the game. Also today we're going to talk about competition. This weekend we went to a national tournament with the 7-on-7 team. I helped coach up in Knoxville with Coach D, Dwight Hundley. We went and played some amazing talent, some of the best talent in the nation. And, you know, everything didn't just go our way. So I'm going to get into that and the competition I faced and how it makes you better. But we're really going to talk about, you know, flexibility today. One of the biggest, I think, the biggest room for improvement in my game growing up was definitely flexibility and speed, because the lack of stretching. Like for me, like, you know, I'll do anything, you know, coach ass and I'll try to be coachable. But I hated stretching, man. I hated stretching. I won't just jump into it and, you know, and start playing. And, you know, and that affects your speed. It does. And, you know, I think I was, you know, slower because I was so tight, you know, my muscles were so tight. But, you know, if I got loose and, you know, once I got kind of warmed up, man, I could move for my size. But, you know, as far as, you know, athletically, all around, man, I was not as flexible as I needed to. I didn't have that full range of motion in my stride, and it slowed me down ultimately. Of course, in technique and, you know, not necessarily working on your 4 and 40s and stuff like that, and not working on those drills as often as I should to get ready for combines had an effect on that as well. But, you know, definitely the things I could have helped for sure is being a better stretcher. So a lot of kids, you know, you do the coaches stretches and that's it. But parents, you wanna start, you know, getting your kids more flexible. Right now, as kids, you want to keep them that flexible because you're born kind of limber, you know. You know, kids put their toes in their mouth and stuff like that, you know, young age. You want to keep them flexible, you know, the whole entire time. Make sure that they stretch, like, just daily, just not even they have athletics, like, daily thing, like, before they go to school, just, you know, get on them about stretching now, and it'll be an improvement. It'll be, you know, kind of a part of their life. They'll even think about, you know, it just becomes something that they'll just come to do, because stretching is good for your body. You know, even now, you know, at an older age, you know, you know you're not playing athletics anymore, but it does your body good, especially if you're gonna be on your feet and moving a lot, or you got things to do, you're working and you work around the house, or, you know, whatever. If you're moving around, you know, it's good to stretch because it's good for your bones and your joints and stuff like that. So, you know, the biggest thing for kids, I really would like to, you know, express getting that range of motion, you know, from their groin down, because, you know, with running, you know, a lot of kids have get like a groin, hurt their groin or hurt their hamstring. And, you know, those are the type of things you want to make sure they are stretching every single day. If they don't have an understanding of stretch anything, we'll make sure they understand to stretch those muscles if they're going to be active people, you know. So whatever sport they're playing, you know, it'll come in handy to make sure that they're stretching their hamstring and their quads and they're growing, because those areas are a lot of the, you know, smaller injuries that, you know, kids face to keep them out of competition. And this is because they're not putting enough emphasis. And, you know, you can do like, you know, have one knee down and do lunges, you know, to kind of get, you know, all those angles, like lunges forward and lunges sideways to help get your growing. Or you can stand up and do lunges either side the same way, and they'll affect those same muscles. And, you know, make sure they're, you know, get the legs up in the air and, you know, one leg at a time, getting pushed over their head, of course. That stretches your quad and your hamstring, your glutes, and, you know, some of your lower lumbar. So you want to make sure that those areas are, you know, easy for them to move. And another thing is also your back. You know, I mentioned a little lumbar. That's, you know, another injury that gets pulled or get tired because of inefficient stretching. So you want to make sure that they stay on top of making sure those body parts are good and stretched and warmed up before anything, before they go to school. definitely before they play ball, you want to make sure that you talk to them about, how important it is to stretch and make sure that they have an understanding, like, and a routine, at least at home when they're home with you, especially if they're athletes. If even if they're not, you want to make sure they have that routine with you. But especially if they're athletes, it's going to help you out, in the long run, keeping your kids from being sidelined from injuries that you can, prevent by doing, stretches daily. So I believe, you should do it as often as you eat, and maybe a little bit more. Definitely work with them on that and make sure that they stay on top of it. Another thing you also want to make sure you stay on top of is the areas where you really have a lot of sideline injuries, like ACLs and MCLs, and also your Achilles. You want to really make sure that those areas, are being stretched, and make sure that they're training properly to prevent those injuries. We talked about, footwork and feet movement, segment of feet movement. We was talking about, the type of cuts you make. So, of course, all these things go together from, staying low from the very beginning to, now flexibility. All these things kind of work together, right? So, whenever you're working on footwork, it's definitely, important to make sure that they understand to keep their bodies low while they're going through there. But also, you want to make sure that there's those body parts that you will be working are, definitely stretched and warmed up before you have those have them do those type of activities to keep them from getting hurt while they're training. So even while training, even before it's an actual ball game, you want to, make sure that you set them up to succeed and that you're not putting them in harm's way. So, if you know it's going to be a real heavy cut day going back and forth, you want to definitely make sure you push their knees to their chest and you make sure they kind of do a few ab plyos. I know it's more of an ab workout, but kind of get your legs going a little bit too. I do scissor kicks, have them do like leg lifts and scissor kicks with it. Just kind of like flutter their legs up a little bit, and then have them do bicycle kicks and bicycle stretch and stuff like that to keep those legs and those knees, like those parts to that's connected to your knees and stuff like that. Keep all those tendons good and warm and flexible. That way it prevents as much injury as possible. There's freak accidents that happen, during practice and drills just as often as you see on TV, or more often than you probably see on TV. But, in my years, seeing Marcus Lattimore, Paul George, Derrick Rose, the second one, there's been so many of them that I can, sit here and just kind of picture in my head that I've seen on TV. But I mean, you'd be surprised what happens at practice and doing drills and stuff that happens during the off season as well. So, you want to definitely make sure any action going on that they're as flexible as possible, and that'll keep them from getting injured. Also, how it helps your speed. I know a few trainers that are training athletes these days are using those knee bands. I believe those rubber bands, like y'all learned in college, those rubber bands help your range of motion and, saves your joints. So I really, stress to a lot of people, especially when I talk to my sister. Like, I'm like, oh, nah, man, we're going to do like the John Malkovich type, approach, like Troy Polamalu's workouts and stuff, med balls and rubber bands as much as possible, and keep, weight off his joints. That way he could save them. That way he ain't, hurting like me and his grandfather from, lifting, from years of lifting and stuff like that. So we want to make sure we save his joints as long as possible, So I believe in bands for that. Same thing with speed. Those knee bands, those work great. Getting those kids to knee dribble and getting used to that knee dribble is going to help them in the long run with their speed and the power of their step, and also their form, keeping their form tight. And I'm not an expert on running. I'm learning. I'm learning a lot. You want to keep your knee and your heel and your glute all in the same alignment when you're running and stuff like that. I'm learning that as we go. Coaches up there have taught me a lot about speed training and Just watching their drills on how it's effective, and seeing how it translates. It's something that I really enjoy, because it's something that's new to me as well. Approach that I haven't seen, and something that I would have always liked to have learned, to been able to done myself. So, been able to learn from people that that's had it taught to them and don't mind sharing. It's been really great to be up there at Blackheart Sports. To be able to see how those things make a difference in your game if you if you've never added that to your game. So being able to be flexible and making sure that you're warm, that way you can approach your drills and using bands and stuff. That right there will help a kid's speed tremendously. And as flexible as they are, throughout their lives, they stay flexible and loose, man. They'll be able to move very fluently, and I bet you they'll have least amount of injuries that way than they would if they were tight. Like I said, it could be something as simple as a tweak growing, and it'll keep you out of competition that night. Maybe your team needed you that night, and you weren't able to perform all the way to your best. And that's stuff that we're trying to keep from, even though it's not a season ending, or possible career threatening injury, it's still a huge deal, and you want to be able to, keep them from anything that's going to, bother them or affect them in a negative way. It's part of being, a coach or teacher or parent or, anybody that just cares, at all. You just want the best for them. So, definitely making sure that they're flexible before moving around a lot. You want to make sure that they're as flexible as possible, but that way that they don't get hurt. This is going to be another thing. You want to make sure they eat, they brush their teeth, they comb their hair, also that they stretch, So, I mean, that's how important flexibility is to your game. You got kids that's, bigger, or, I was a little bit more round, when I was growing up. So, I grew into the body that I had, as far as my most of my most athletic years, my body type, kind of I grew into that. Then just, was born into that, had to work. So as far as, having that tummy, like make sure that they're flexible and, working on stuff with their speed as well. Because if they are bigger and they have endurance and stamina, and and they have some great feet, and they're moving, like in the draft, like you're gonna be the most valuable guy. Think about Quentin Nelson, think about Jake Long, these amazing athletes. Like think about Alejandro Villanueva. Like he is a Green Beret who is going to be an NFL Hall of Famer. Said 6'8" guy. And did all these operatives, and then and he comes in and protects Big Ben for the last decade. I mean, those guys get $15 million, $16 million contracts too. So I mean, who cares? Like if you do got a tummy and you're a bigger athlete and you work on these skills and you're flexible, your speed's gonna be fine and probably have a longer lasting career. They might not call your name over intercom much, but people remember you. Just like all the linemen for the Steelers and Cowboys in the 70s and eighties, that people, remember. Like me personally, I remember Mike Webster, man. I'm a huge Steelers fan. I remember Al Faneca and the guys we got now, like we have Marcus Gilbert and Marquise is getting ready to retire. Like might not call David Castro's name, but I know he's out there. And I appreciate the fact that he's out there. And John Ensis and all the gigantic, offensive linemen throughout the year, I just really think that it's undervalued and under, looked at a smaller level, because a lot of people kind of overlook linemen at a smaller level. But if you got a real good lineman and got an athletic kid that can move his feet, man, that's gold, man. That's gold. That's the guy that's gonna set up those plays. So, especially my big guys, man, like really work on getting them, flexible. That way, they can move quick, But also build that stamina, man. Have them run those hills. Yeah, it sucks, man, and it stinks. But you know, having them, you know, quit out soda pops, you know, during that time while they're trying to get in shape is very important. You know, try not to feed them sugar and stuff while they're trying to get in shape and get ready for the season. You know, save all that stuff for when the off season start. You know, like during that time, like you want to have him as best in shape so it isn't bothering him, you know, as much whenever he's, you know, going through the ball games. And you know, he has to move throughout the game. He isn't getting tired. So in order to build those type of things, you know, us parents got to be disciplined too. Like, yeah, we want our kids to have everything that we didn't. But at the same time, man, like you want to make sure they're in the best position possible as well. You know, so you got to look at how that outweighs each other. So if they're, you know, working on their flexibility and they're working on their speed, you know, and they're not working on their stamina and they're not working on their endurance, you know, like they're good for that spurt of time that they can go for, but they'll be so much better off, you know, with that stamina and that endurance. You know, then they can do that consistently throughout the game, throughout the season. And on top of all that, it saves them from getting hurt. Lawmen, you know, I've seen get hurt throughout the time I've been coaching from Pee Wee till now middle school. Like, they ain't moving their feet. You know, they're not moving their feet. They're trying to reach and stuff like that and not move their feet. And when they get knocked down, you know, body weight falls on their feet because they're not moving. So, you know, feet work is very important for big men. You know, I want my big man to have, you know, the best feet out there if possible. You know, that if my lineman got the best feet out there, that made me happy. That made me happy. I'm going to give running backs a hard time, receivers and corners a hard time. But, you know, at the same time, like that, it got me excited, you know, because I know them hoes are going to be cleared up. I know these guys are going to be, you know, moving people like furniture around the house, you know. So that's what you want out. That's what you want out of the guys that you got blocking. You want them to be flexible guys that, you know, are not going to be tired and, you know, can get there and move their feet to those areas. And when they get there, you know, have the stamina enough to push those guys around, you know. So you also got to, you know, look at the competition that you're going to be facing, which is going to be, you know, this part that I'm getting into now in the segment is, you know, how to face competition, how important it is to face competition. Competition, that's your measurement, man. Like, that's going to tell you what type of athlete, what type of player you are. And just because competition gets the best of you one day doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the case the next day. So, you know, you definitely want to create that type of attitude that I'm going to get up and fight. I'm going to get up and fight for mine. You know, I don't never want to have a kid come to me and feel like, you know, all right, so I ran into some competition and I got completely beasted. I shouldn't do this anymore. No, that's not the right approach. You know, that's not the right approach. That's not what you want to teach them. All right, these guys will come out here. They're going to bring their A game. You need to bring yours too. You need to bring yours too. And if they're real good, then go ahead and bring your lunch pail and your hard hat. Cause we gotta go to work. We gotta go to work. You know, so you know, it's one thing to be good at something, but it's another thing to do everything you possibly can to win. You know, like that's there's a difference in that. Like, even if you got some of the best athletes on the field, if you got a team full of people that are willing to work hard consistently and do every single thing right, they got the better chances, and that's the team you want to have. You know, athleticism is only going to take you so far in life. But being disciplined, executing, you know, what's given in front of you, and, you know, the willingness to go out there and knowing it's going to be hard and give it everything you got, like, those type of things are what's going to build champions on and off the field. You know, like, that's what's going to get you that job when you got, you know, competition in the room. For that same pay, like that's what's gonna get you that second interview and eventually that job when you walk in there. It's that type of attitude, because you buckle down and you focus and you handle your business. And even if you do, but this competition, they take that loss, you can go in there, shake everybody's hand, know that you came out, you know, doing the best you can. So, you know, you can go to the next one even more fired up, because you're like, all right, I done lost one, I ain't gonna lose too many. This next one's me. You know what I'm saying? And even if that was not it, you know, that you keeping that energy and you approaching things like that when you land on that job that's, you know, definitely for you then you're definitely gonna come out on top because your attitude's already there. You don't got to, ain't something that you're gonna have to build overnight or, you know, try to figure out. It's something that you got going into the job. So preparation has a lot to do with that. You know, preparation is key with anything. So when the steeper the competition, the more prepared you need to be for them and the possibilities they can do. Perfect example. I talk about Maryville a lot. He was part of my high school years, you know. So, being prepared for Maryville, like I got ready for them by watching tape, and I must have watched, I don't know, 4 years worth of tape. You know, as many games as I can get my hands on. Coach Joyce, you know, had them like Kenny Spencer's, you know, throughout the year. So, just kind of looked at every possibility they could do, and you know, within those I don't know 52 tapes or so. They never ran 90 game. We came out there, they ran 90 game on us, and we were prepared for it. But at the same time, you know, like that's what it takes. Like you need to find out more. You need to find out what they're capable of that they're not showing too. You know, and that taught me that. So, you know, there's ways to there's ways to get yourself ready. There's ways to get yourself ready. And you know, it may be film, you know, it may be something to do in training, you know, it may be something that a team needs to work on together as a group in practice. It could be individual drills during your specialty period when you're going through your position drills. You know, there might be something that you can tighten up in your technique and form. But you know, you always gotta be working, and you know, it's a puzzle, and it never stops. And you know, consistency is the key. So you know, that's what you're focusing on whenever you're playing ball, is how can I consistently be good? You know, how can I, you know, definitely bring my numbers? You know, so one thing that I would always, you know, tell my nephews or my kids or people I know is go play the best competition out there. That way, you know where you're at. That way you know where you're at, because you're playing people that you've beaten. That's not making you any better. You know, it's not making you any better. You need to find some people that's not scared of you and that can get with you. You know, and then whenever you start kicking their butts, then you know you're ready. And if you're constantly getting your butt kicked, then you know that you need to work on your game. You know where your game needs work at. But instead of pouting about it, you gotta take it personal enough, just so you know. Those guys will, you know, those guys will come prepared to do their best, you know. So you want to make sure they have that mindset. Anybody that's going to be playing athletics at some point, you're going to run to somebody, you know, that's going to be bigger or better, or you know, have your number one day. So the more often that happens, you know, the better you prepare you're going to be for those moments in your life. You know, it seems, you know, kind of silly. I kind of laugh at the moment because it makes perfect sense. You know, it makes perfect sense. Like, you don't want to be the type of person that, you know, whenever it's time to, you know, go out there and it's a big game moment and you'd be kind of scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, okay to have butterflies in your stomach, but if you're more prepared, you're more prepared and you're more ready for what you're getting ready to face. And it doesn't freak you out that you're about to face that kind of competition level. Like, the more prepared and more ready you are for that, like the better you are going to do at that moment, you know. So, definitely welcome competition. Competition pushes you and it makes you thrive. I know at the beginning of the first segment, I mentioned my friend who's now passed, Jermise Kyle. You know, that was my competition growing up, and a lot of people, you know, referenced us growing up. You know, it was called Twin Towers and, you know, Bass Brothers, anything, because, you know, it's big and physical. You know, we grew up playing guys that were older. We grew up against guys that were older, and we were younger, and we always had to hold our own. You know, when we played guys our age group, you know, we tend to dominate them physically because, you know, we were so used to playing, you know, the best level of competition. Like the backyard football games I played against, you know, my friends' older brothers and cousins, you know, and them talking trash and me like pleading them, like, don't make this worse than it has to be. Like, those were some of the best games and moments that we thrived the most was those moments because we felt like we had something to prove to those guys. And, you know, and they cracking up because, like, they knew that they was pulling it out of us, you know. And, you know, it turns out that that was a trick done to them. You know, to bring it out of them, and it's been done like that for years, you know, all the way up to my dad and before his time. You know, like, Our neighborhood just push athletes like that, and I want to make that contagious for this area. I want that thing to spread, all the way across this town, because rivalries and simple rivalries between East and West doesn't matter anymore to me. Now that I'm graduated, all I see is people that come out the circumstances that I come from, and that makes me sad that they're not getting the kind of exposure I feel like is necessary. But in order to get your kids out there in front of guys like Saban or Gus or Tom Herman or Urban Meyer, Mike Day, like any of those guys, Brian Kelly, like to get those guys out there in front of them, like you have to have your kids in national competition camps and national competition period, 707 AAU tackle football during the summer, like whatever, like you got to get them on a national stage, because that local games you against, use this area for instance, like us playing each other over here in Cobb County and Hamblin and Granger and Jeff County and Greene County, like that's only gonna go so far, but like your kids being seen against kids from California and Chicago and New Hampshire and whatever, Florida, Alabama, or South Carolina, wherever these kids, more thrive out of, Ohio, like all these places that kids thrive out of, like you gotta get your kids against that type of competition, for these schools to want to pick them up, because that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Like there's kids from Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, St. Louis. Like there were so many players from outside of Tennessee, and it was overwhelming compared to the number of teams that were in Tennessee. And none of the Tennessee teams made it into the finals or the semifinals, because those kids came here on a mission, and like they belong, like they felt like they belong here, ain't never been here in their lives, felt like they belong here, and that's that's how they bring it every single tournament. So our kids are playing catch up to what these kids' standard is, so we gotta catch up so we can pass their standard. Like we ain't necessarily there, we gotta catch up so we can pass their standards. So now that's in Knoxville. Now I gotta get that it's more spread out east of Knoxville down this way in Tennessee. Because we don't have that luxury in Greene County. We don't have that luxury. It's becoming more of a luxury in Greene County. It's becoming a possibility in Greene County. But we're not playing national scheduled tournaments and stuff, and playing national ranked teams. Like a lot of teams around this area haven't done that. That's what you have to do. So to get them on that level, to get that kind of attention, get that kind of exposure, you got to face competition. Competition is going to bring out, the biggest and baddest recruiters, because they want to see the best play against the best. I look at a film all the time of Dylan Moses going against Najee Harris, one on one. I was like, daggone, Sammy got both of those players. And they was in battleground, and they had to go one on one because it was the best there at that camp. It's the best in America. It's the best in America. Some kids from Canada that's bad. Even they came. Like Mike Sinitrol and people like that that's made it out of there. So like it's the best in the world at this sport, at that age group. And they had to go out there and fight for it. And that's where he found those kids. You know what I'm saying? So that's where you go to be seen. NUC, NCSA, daggone USA football, Nike, Adidas camps, and these 707s. Like, come to 1918 Broadway Street. If you're close here in Morristown and you're wanting to play ball, it doesn't matter what age you are, you need to be there training right now. That way, we can get you against the best. That way, we can see that kind of competition level and we can show you the work that you need to do when you're at home, And that's why I'm doing this program's for. It's for to boost up our area's athletes, give them information that we never had growing up, and and the more I see, the more I'll be able to tell. But so far, I know flexibility is gonna make you faster. You're gonna have a better range of motion. You're gonna come out there moving 10 times better than anybody out there if you come out there stretched and ready to go. You're gonna save yourself from injuries by being flexible. And you're also gonna be the fastest version of yourself. You gotta put all that together with staying low, using your good feet, use your hand boots when you come against contact. But that'll keep you from getting hurt and have you moving better, throughout the line of scrimmage and towards the ball. Also, that you gotta play competition. When you play against competition, it's going to bring the best out of yourself. Plus, it gets you prepared for those key moments. Whenever you're having those big games, everybody wants to be a champion. Gotta know how to win a championship. Go and learn those things by going against competition. Get your kids in national competition tournaments. If you're in Tennessee, come to Blackheart Sports, 1918 Broadway Street in Knoxville, Tennessee, Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. I also coach here at Westview, here in Morristown, Westview Middle School. I'll be working a lot with Morristown West whenever they need me. So get your kids there. Let's get them in national competition, son. Get that exposure. Have film on your kids. Next segment, we're going to talk a lot about film, how well that does. Also, we're going to talk about a couple different things to work with your kids on as far as understanding plays and coverage. So we're going to work on some things, numbering holes and how to get your plays down. You got to learn how to get your plays down and how important that is. All right. Till next time, appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for this segment with Coach Sims.